Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the 2015 Rally America National Championship, combining some of the world's best drivers on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Through 8 rounds of racing spanning coast to coast across the United States, through mud, snow, dust, and forest, one radio show is there covering all the action. This is Rally America Radio. Welcome to Rally America Radio. We're coming at you from the Olympus Rally, round 4 of the 2015 Rally America National Championship. And we're here in Shelton, Washington currently at Park Exposé. Drivers starting to roll in, put their cars on display. And man, we've got a heck of a rally lined up for you guys this weekend. Racing on both Saturday and Sunday. Looks like a total of 14 stages. We're going to be running 8 today and then turn around and run another 6 tomorrow. And we've got some long ones in there, a mix of both short and long stages. The shortest stage looks like it's 6.11 miles. The longest stages look like they're 16.08 miles. So some short, some long, some great rally roads up here at the Olympus Rally. Those of you maybe just new to rally, you got to know about this rally. Just an iconic history with the Olympus Rally. Used to be part of the World Rally Championship quite a few years back. So this rally definitely has had some legends here that have taken victories. But lots of storylines coming into this weekend. Obviously, David Higgins' continued dominance of the open class. But as dominant as David Higgins has been, Adam Yeoman definitely showed some flashes of brilliance at Oregon Trail and competed head-to-head for quite some time with David Higgins. Little interesting side note, though. Long-rumored Antoine Lestage was planning on either coming to Oregon Trail or to the Olympus Rally. He is here with the factory Subaru from Subaru Canada, the Rocket Racing entry. So Antoine Lestage is here, but he isn't running national. He will be running as a regional entry. Sounds like his speed factor puts him right behind David Higgins, even though he is a regional entry. Obviously, he's not running for the complete Rally America National Championship this year. They elected to run a regional entry because when you run a national entry, you have to run spec VP racing fuel. So interesting choice by the Rocket Racing, Subaru Canada team and Antoine Lestage. He is here, and you can bet he's going to be battling with David Higgins for the fastest outright time, but he is not a national entry. He is running regional. So it looks like we've got a three-way shootout up at the top with Higgins, Lestage, and Yeoman. And, you can't leave out a lot of other notables. Obviously, George Plasek, he showed some speed there at Oregon Trail. Brenton Kelly has been solid all year long. And then we've got our super production shootout. And we've had a three-way shootout with Gary Gill, with Nick Roberts, and Lachlan O'Sullivan. Looks like Gary Gill hurt his shoulder, and he is not going to be here. So it looks like we've got... It looks like it's going to be Nick Roberts as well as Lachlan O'Sullivan. They're currently battling for the points lead. Quite a few other super production drivers in the mix. And then we have one of the big storylines coming out of Oregon Trail. Jeff Seahorn, that super production car running a regional entry, ended up putting the third fastest time down over the course of the weekend. So if he would have run nationally, he would have taken a national podium running regional. He didn't get the national podium. Well, he decided because of his speed, he's going to jump up to a national entry. So we've got Jeff Seahorn now battling it out with Nick Roberts and Lachlan O'Sullivan for that super production spot. And then you look at two-wheel drive. one of the entries that we talked about quite a bit at Oregon Trail. It sounded like he was going to run Olympus because of internal matters within the team and health issues with his co-driver. It looks like Chris Duplessis is not here at Olympus Rally. And then you've got Troy Miller, who has been phenomenal in two-wheel drive. He is here, as well as Cameron Steele, who has had a great battle with him. He's got that new car with their teething issues at Oregon Trail, but Cameron Steele's in the house. And then we've got B-Spec and James Robinson, who has been dominant all year long. And B-Spec, because it's a Honda factory car, he has to be at the Indy 500 this month with the car on display, so he isn't here at Olympus Rally. So if you can make sense of anything I said, just know we've got some crazy storylines going on here at the Olympus Rally. Remember, 14 stages. We've got 8 today, the rest tomorrow, and a mix of both short and long stages through some amazing scenery here in Washington. Everything from low elevations to I've heard mountaintops. It's a great mix. And then looking at some other new entries, regional entries, I know we've got the Dirtfish Rally car. They're debuting a brand new Subaru BRZ here. It's just a stacked field in the regional entries. My goodness, it's absolutely a mammoth entry. And then you talk about another two-wheel drive entry. I'm skipping around here quite a bit. But, forgot to mention that we've got Ramona Lagerman teaming up with Chrissy Beavis in the gravel machine gun BMW. So, Ramana, he's fast. He's taken victories at Oregon Trail recently. Former factory Subaru driver some years ago. Ramana, he can take a victory. He can take a national podium in two-wheel drive. And you've got him, I don't want to say a hired gun, but definitely a guy coming into this rally that doesn't run the full national championship, but he can take a victory anytime he shows up. So it's shaping up to be a great rally. And as I ramble on about all these storylines, all these drivers, we're down here at Park Exposé in Shelton, Washington, and I think I'm going to catch up with some of these drivers. All right, catching up here with Nick Roberts out here at Park Exposé, Rally America Round 4. You got to be looking forward to this weekend. Obviously, Oregon Trail, I know, you had so many storylines going into that event. I think you probably just have to be happy it's we've moved on, right?
Well, that's just it. At the end of the day, it's like we considered Oregon a success because we came back with a car. If you fail at Oregon, then you try again in Washington, I guess. That's going to be our motto. So, I'm excited to be out here. I'm excited to be on the West Coast. The roads are absolutely beautiful. I came out here with a little apprehensive about what the roads were going to look like, but actually getting to see them firsthand yesterday, they're incredible. A lot of character to them, a lot of very tight, technical, twisty roads. It should be a really fun weekend.
Yeah. Well, from what I understand, a lot of elevation changes too, right?
Oh, definitely. I think one of the stages on Cougar, you basically climb from 800, or I think about 300, 800 foot all the way up to about 3,000. So it's about straight up a mountain, which is definitely kind of a unique stage for sure.
Well, right now, I know, obviously, you've got your car sitting here. We've got Lachlan's car sitting here. I understand Gary Gill isn't here, and you guys had, quite a battle going on in the points. I heard he got hurt his shoulder or something non-racing related, but you and Lachlan still have quite a battle.
Yeah, it's luckily we got two drops. We started out strong this year at Snowdrift. The last two events we've had our mechanical DNFs, so we've kind of been used our two drops for that. And so the pressure's on us the rest of the season to basically finish every event and finish really strong. So, it's going to be a good race all the way to the end of the season. I guess that's what's fun about a championship fight is that it's every day you got to bring your A game.
Well, let's talk real quick about this car because obviously, last rally was the first time you got a chance to really stretch its legs. How are you liking the new car?
Oh, the car is great. It's handles incredible. It's fun to drive. It's you can tell we've definitely taken the weight out of the car. It's lowering the center of gravity, even though as minor as it seems, it all adds up. And so it's just kind of now trying to tweak the suspension to adjust for the little bit lighter weight. And, we're running the stock pistons, so we're able to get by with a little bit lighter weight in the class. So we're one of the lightest cars in the class, which is gives us a really nice, unique advantage.
Well, with the weather, I know I've heard they've got quite a bit of rain earlier in the week. What was the conditions of the roads?
The roads were great. It's definitely changes quite a bit. Today, there's about four different roads that we run on twice. Each road is completely different. You're running on either just a really gravelly road with probably 2-inch rocks on it all the way to dirt, and there's some mud out there. So each stage is just absolutely completely different. So we worked really hard on the notes at Recce to kind of make sure that we're prepared going into each stage, what the conditions are going to be, and it'll provide for kind of a unique challenge.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Nick, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
All right, catching up with Adam Yeoman here. And how's everything looking, Adam? Coming off a solid run at Oregon Trail, got to be pretty excited.
Yeah, really excited. Oregon was great for us, you know, probably our best pace to date, and in a good fight for most of the rally, which is really exciting for us and the team and kind of for the whole championship, so it was good. Had a good test a couple days ago, and the car's feeling great. Brought another round of upgrades to the engines, so hopefully that'll kind of play in our favor.
It's definitely, you know, after coming off of, you know, Oregon, obviously had some struggles earlier in the year. I mean, heading into this rally, obviously, you know, this is, you know, pretty technical rally, lots of elevation changes. I mean, you know, how's this cater to you?
It's going to be tricky. We're out on the road first. We're back to being the rabbit with Antoine here, which isn't ideal, really. It's a lot of loose gravel out there, a lot of tricky stuff, and would have been nice to be in, you know, the second car in or the third car in to have a little bit of a cleaner line. But, you know, it is what it is. There's nothing we can do to change that. So we just got to go out and attack. Unfortunately, it's tricky enough. You can't afford to put a wheel wrong here, and so it's going to be a real, you know, real concentration game the whole rally, I think.
All right. Well, you know, good luck out there, and we'll catch up with you at first service.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
All right. Catching up here with David Higgins at Olympus Rally. How's everything going, David? Obviously, you know, Oregon Trail, you came away with a victory. You had a little bit of an up-and-down weekend, but all turned out well for you guys.
Yeah, obviously, it was a good rally in the end for us, good result. Not the most straightforward of weekends, but, you know, the team always do a good job and dig deep, and we managed to pull the win out. But here we are now, you know, a new rally. Obviously, we've done Olympus before, but these stages are new to me. One of them we've done before. So looking forward to the new challenge of that again. Obviously, you've been on some on new roads. The roads looking like they're going to be pretty tricky out there. Not one stage is the same as the next one. They're all very, very similar, and they're all very changing grips from sort of grassy soil-based stages to super loose stages to then hard pack roads. So it's going to be a difficult weekend, and tyre management and making the tyres last with our restricted tyres is going to certainly be a bit of a challenge for us this weekend.
Well, and how are the edges of the stages? I've heard pretty green. I mean, the grass has grown up along there. It make it tough to decide when to cut or not?
Yeah, no, there's only like two stages that really have the grass on the side limb. There's other stages that have got huge rocks on the side limb, so it is going to be difficult. But, you know, we worked really hard yesterday in the recce. We managed to get two passes over everything, which was a really, really super long day, and then sort of studied the videos last night as well afterwards. So, you know, we've done plenty of homework on it, and you know, cutting is never something that I really want to try and ever get too into. Some drivers cut a lot more, but I always find that, you know, the risk and reward never tend to always balance themselves out that fairly. So, you know, you are better if you can to try and stay more middle of the road if you can.
Well, and, you know, talking about the 2015 car, obviously, you know, we finally saw its speed at Oregon Trail. You got to be pretty happy with you know, the gravel setup here and no snow and ice, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're delighted with the car. The performance of the new 2015 chassis has been amazing, really. It's just, although it's a big car and it's bigger than before, it doesn't really feel it inside. And, you know, we've got, it's less oversteer car than what we had with the previous ones. And that was always something that I was never really over keen on. So, you know, yes, you can put it aside when you want to, but you can also drive it a little bit cleaner than what we were able to do in the past. So really happy with it. You know, it's a continual development program. You know, every event we go to, we try a little few different things and always working on that ultimate performance. But, you know, these stages change so quickly. Like when you're running first car on the road, it's very loose gravel, and you go, so you have a different setup. Then you go back on to a stage that's a little bit more clean, and it can work the car a little bit too hard. So you have to, the key now is learning to sort of fine tune the car to the different setups and the changing stages, because, you know, we've got a window where we can be super quick on them all, and it's just now sort of learning to react with the roads as they're changing is the key now for the rest of the year going forward.
All right. Well, good luck out there this weekend, and we'll catch up with you at the first service park.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
All right. So catching up with Antoine Lestage here. You're kind of the buzz around Rally America now, showing up with the Rocket Racing Subaru. You got to be pretty excited to be back in Rally America.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I always enjoyed to race here in the Rally America series. And, yeah, I'm really happy to be here. It's been a while now, but even though the focus is still to run the Canadian series, it's great to be here. Yep.
Well, I know the car, obviously you've had some successes so far in Canada this year. You guys are on quite a big break, so this is just bringing it out, kind of shakedown test for the rest of the Canadian series?
Yeah, exactly. It's a very close rally for the Rocket Rally guys. You know, they're in Vancouver, so it's actually, I think, the closest rally from their base, so it's nice to come here, and it's... Yeah, I only drove the car once on gravel, and there's a bunch of things we wanted to try, and we decided to come here as a real test. So no crazy goals, just to make sure the car is ready, because at the moment we're not quite ready for the next Canadian rally, so we'll use this to get ready for later in the season.
Well, and I understand you guys are entered as a regional entry. From what I understand, a lot of it has to do with the fuel and not remapping the computer, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, and it's also because it was last minute, there's some things we could not do, and also we don't want to interfere in the championship and things like that. So really, it's not – we're just here for a test, so people should just chill, and we're going to do our own thing, and both the rock. It's a Rocket Rally and Subaru Canada effort to do a nice little test and have fun.
So, you know, talking about the car, I mean, you got to be pretty excited, you know, with the development of this car. I mean, how is the development coming?
Yeah, it's going well, but still there's a lot to do, and that's why we're here. But, yeah, it's a very good base, a very good car. We had a very successful first event together at Père-Saint-Neige and won the rally on snow and ice. But we still need to do a bunch of things for gravel. So, but, yeah, I'm really happy. Great team, great group of guys, and... The Subaru STI, like I said, is a very good base to work with, and it's only going to get better and better.
All right. Well, good luck out there, and, you know, excited to see you here in Rally America.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. We're catching up with open class racer Peter Fratella here at Olympus Rally. How's everything looking?
Very interesting looking. I'm here first time, so first of all, thank you to my sponsor because we made it and we're here. This is an important thing. First time in the Olympus Rally. So yeah, that's gonna be fun.
How's the car? Obviously, you know, coming off of Oregon Trail, a quick turnaround, only a couple of weeks, and you know, you're back out here at Olympus.
Yeah, after Oregon, we came back to Chicago, and the guy was working on the car because, like week before, we just figured out we go to the Olympus or not, and then yeah, we were working on the car, so everything is ready. We're here, and everything looks good.
So, you know, looking at the weekend, obviously a little bit different rally than we saw at Oregon. I know lots of elevation changes, kind of technical. You looking forward to the roads?
Absolutely. We did good stage recce yesterday. Some spots to me is like extremely dangerous, but all stages same to everybody. So we're looking forward. We try to stay in the middle of the road. This is the plan. And like always, finish line.
All right. Well, good luck out there. We'll see you at the first service park and, you know, hopefully the finish line later on this weekend.
Thank you very much. See you later.
All right, catching up with Jeff Seahorn out here at Park Exposé. You know, how's everything going? Obviously, you know, we talked with you, you know, about a week ago for the radio show, but I know, you know, back out here running a national entry now, I got to be pretty excited.
Yeah, recce went really well yesterday. We cleaned up all the messy stuff and made a little bit short and simpler for Michael to call out because it gets pretty technical today and then kind of faster and later when we run into Watzel. But, I think recce went well, and then looking forward to putting down some fast times.
Yeah. Well, you know, as far as the car goes, obviously you had a heck of a run at Oregon Trail. You know, you're moving up to, I believe you run a dual entry national and regional at this one, correct?
Yeah, we're going to run national, and I'm excited to put my foot in the door there. And I think we're just going to try and run our own rally. It's, I mean, that's what worked best at Oregon Trail, and then, there's some new names, so I don't know if we'll be able to top three again with Anton being here, but that's a pretty big step to, there's no way we can beat those guys, but just hoping to put down some fast times and win super production again and just keep a clean rally.
Yeah. You guys make any changes to the car between Oregon Trail or here, or just pretty much maintenance?
Just maintenance stuff. We had to do a motor tear down to do head gaskets because we're pushing coolant at Oregon Trail, so I spent a lot of time on that. My tuner and sponsor, Fishhead Performance, spent tons of time freshening up the heads and cleaning up the valves and stuff. So Just a lot of hours went into that, and then I've just finished the car last weekend to roll out this week. Maxxis Tires is on board with us for this event, and really appreciate their support. And then also Exedi, they shipped us out. Our clutch was smoked after OTR. We bought a cheap clutch because I'm on a budget, and it didn't really pay off, so we had to put another clutch in the car, and Exedi helped out with that. So
awesome. Well, you know, excited to see you out here, and good luck, and we'll catch up with you at First Service Park.
Cool. Thanks, Jim.
All right, we're catching up with Lachlan O'Sullivan. You got to be pretty excited. You guys kind of on a high note right now coming out of Oregon Trail.
Definitely leading the championship now, and just now we got to keep it, right? But a lot of rallying left to do. Five events left, so on this one we want to just attack from the get-go, see if we can apply some pressure, and it'd be great to get another win. Really looking forward to doing well here.
Well, I know, you know, I was talking with Nick Roberts earlier, and, you know, interesting, Gary Gill, I guess he's having shoulder problems. He was in that kind of championship hunt with you and Nick, but now we got Jeff Seahorn stepping up to Super Production. He had a good run at Oregon Trail in the regional entry. Got to be pretty excited with the competition in Super Production this year.
Yeah, the more the merrier, for sure. I mean, we're always looking for people, and he's a local that knows the roads really well. Not these, they're all new for all of us, but kind of has a good feel for the roads up in the Northwest, so he did really well in the last event, and looking forward to him stepping up the National. And giving us a run for our money. So really looking forward to that. Should be fun.
Well, how's the car feeling going into this? Obviously, you did recce. I mean, you know, how are the stage roads? You know, you think your car is going to do well?
Yeah, stages are beautiful. And we haven't done a lot since Oregon. So just kind of we were quick enough there without any issues. I think we were right up there with everybody else. And even leading. So just to kind of keep with the same, and really nothing much done to the car since the last event. Kind of reprep, wash, and go.
Awesome. Well, good luck out there, and we'll catch up with you at the First Service Park.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we're catching up with George Plasek here, coming off a solid run at Oregon Trail. How's everything looking?
Well, it's looking good. We're hoping to continue, you know, what we did in Oregon, just kind of hopefully keep the same pace, and it'll yield good result, I hope. So
you get a chance to do recce. I mean, how are the stage roads looking out there? I mean, you pretty excited for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm pretty fired up. The roads are great. It's tricky because it seems like every road is completely different from another, so you can't quite get a feel for the event as a whole. But, you know, challenging roads, really fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know, coming off, you know, a podium finish at Oregon Trail, I mean, you know, what are the goals for this rally?
Same as Oregon. You know, just the SP guys are quick. I want to just stay ahead of the SP guys and kind of watch the guys up front, you know, David and Adam and Lestage now, and see what they do, and just kind of maybe peck away and just kind of play the waiting game.
All right. Well, good luck out there, and thanks for catching up with us.
Thank you.
All right. We're catching up with Ramana Lagerman. How's everything going, man? Are you out here? You got to be excited, you know, back in a car that you know really well.
Yeah, absolutely, and I have great memories of this rally, and really looking forward to it. There are a lot of variations out on the stages, and, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a great two-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive contingent, and so we're going to try and represent well.
Well, I know this car in particular, obviously, you know, very fast. You took a victory at the Oregon Trail last year, so, you know, you got to be excited, you know, that you know the car, and, you know, with these roads out there, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, for sure. The car is pretty basic, you know. It runs, and we just got to keep it on the road, and it's great. It's so much fun, and we're looking forward to a good time.
Well, and joining the car with you, obviously Chrissy Beavis, you know, needs no introduction. She's you know, solid co-driver. You know, it's got to be fun having her in the car.
Yeah, we're a great team, and you know, we enjoy rallying together, and this is just another step in the journey. So we're really looking forward to it.
So, obviously, we're seeing you here at Olympus. Any chance we see you maybe, you know, the rest of the season, you know, off and on?
Hopefully, working on a few things. We will be at the Idaho Rally in about a month, which is not a Rally America event, but a great event nonetheless. And the car has some great history there, the M3, so we'll be in that. And then working on something for New England Forest Rally, which is kind of my home rally. Maybe in two-wheel drive, not really sure. Right now, the car is kind of getting built at the moment, so, but I really hope to be there as well.
All right, well, thanks for catching up with us, and we'll see you at the First Service Park.
Thank you.
All right, we're catching up with Troy Miller here, you know, getting ready to kick off this rally, you know, coming off, you know, solid start to the season. You got to be pretty excited.
Yeah, super excited. Everything's going well for us this season, and, you know, we're just hoping to keep that momentum up for this race.
Well, I know, obviously, you know, coming off a victory, into this round, got some pretty stiff two-wheel drive contingent. Obviously, Ramana, jumping in here, but how's this car cater to these roads?
I think we'll do pretty good. It's really, really twisty. There's some bits with really fast sections, so we'll lose a little time on that, but I think we'll make it back up in the technical stuff.
Yeah, obviously you got to be pretty excited with where you sit, in the points currently, this season. What's the outlook for the rest of 2015?
We're gonna see how this race goes, and then we're going to definitely do STPR in Ojibwe. We're going to feel out and see, maybe do New England, and, that hopefully will give us enough points to get the championship, but we'll, if we have to do another one, we'll do another one.
All right, well, good luck out there. We'll catch up with you at the first service park.
All right, thank you.
Catching up with Steve LaRosa here with this beautiful Fiesta ST. How's everything going, Steve?
Real good, real good. We got everything all prepped after Oregon Trail Rally, and the ST's running good. I mean, it's a good, strong little car, and this will be our second drive in it, so we're looking forward to see if we can make any improvements on Oregon. We're hoping to.
Well, going from the R2 to the ST, I mean, how has that transition been as a driver? Obviously, a lot more power there. Have you had to make any adjustments?
Yeah, the R2, you've got to keep up on the revs, and if you shift too soon, it falls off a little bit. And I compare it to bikes, where it's the difference between driving or riding a 125 and a 500. The 500, you can kind of lug it and it'll pull, which is what the ST, if you need to lug it and torque up something, it'll do, where the R2 wouldn't.
Well, outlook on this rally, pretty tight, twisty, technical. There's some elevation changes. Obviously you've been around Recce. What are predictions for this race?
We just want a good, strong finish, build on what happened last week or a few weeks ago at Oregon Trail, and just a good, strong finish. It's a tough two-wheel drive crowd here today. Logman's here. Of course, Troy Miller, Cam Steely, myself, and a few others. So it's going to be tough to get on the podium this weekend, but yeah, we're going for it.
Yeah, definitely got to have you excited, though, to have some competition,
Oh, I'm really excited, and Cam and I were just talking about that. There's good competition in two-wheel drive this weekend, so it's going to make it a lot of fun.
All right, well, good luck out there. We'll catch up with you later today.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, we got Cameron Steely here, two-wheel drive, competitor, and got the brand new car here, and had some troubles at Oregon Trail, but what's the outlook for Olympus?
It's looking really good. We got the axles figured out. We got some heavy-duty ones put in, so we're excited about that. Got a couple of the little things done that we wanted to get done, so I'm really excited. I'm hoping that by the end of this rally, I'll figure out how to drive this beast and be on a podium.
Well, it's got to have you pretty excited knowing, you've got the axle problem, kind of figured out, and now you can go out and, really see what this car can do.
Yeah, exactly. I am really excited for that. It's going to be awesome. This car is fast. I got to drive it a little bit, at least shake it down around my house and drive it to do the Odo check. And I got up to speed a couple times. It was fun.
Well, we were just, talking with a lot of the two-wheel drive competitors. Obviously, you're here. You've got LaRosa. You've got Miller. You've got Ramana. It's a solid two-wheel drive contingent here.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome to see Ramana out here, and he's a great driver. It's going to be tough. I'm hoping I can at least kind of stay close enough to him, maybe make him make a mistake, or maybe he won't make it, but I know he's a good driver. Troy's a really good driver, too. I know we always have good battles, so it'll be interesting to see where we end up.
All right, well, good luck out there, and, looking forward to seeing how this new car does.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we're catching up here with James Rimmer with brand-new Subaru BRZ Dirtfish car. How's everything going, James?
It's pretty good. I can't complain about anything.
Well, obviously this car's been in the works for a while, and got it here. It's at Olympus, kind of your home rally. Got to be pretty excited.
Yeah, super excited. I drove it for the first time on Thursday afternoon. And got some time in a sequential box. I never driven a sequential before, and took a little bit of a learning curve, but I got it after a little bit. I'm going to try it out on the first stage today.
Well, I know you've been doing quite a bit of training. I know you went to England. I know you've trained with David Higgins, so it's got to have you pretty excited for this rally.
Yeah, super excited. I've been looking forward to it for about a year now, almost. So we're going to go out and have a good weekend.
For sure. So, obviously first rally, what's the plans for the car? I mean, what are the goals this weekend?
Very low-key goals. We're going to shake down the car, get my feet wet a little bit. It's my first rally, so nothing special. Get to the end of Sunday. That's about it.
So, looking at the rest of 2015, kind of what are the plans for the BRZ? I mean, what are you guys going to be running? What's the outlook?
Yeah, so I think we've got Idaho next month, and then Mount Hood in October. and Big White probably. I think that's what we'll run for this year, and then maybe next year add in some more, maybe PFR or something like that.
All right. Well, good luck out there, and we'll see you at the first service park.
Thank you so much.
All right, and that is a wrap from Park Exposé here at Rally America Round 4, the Olympus Rally. Most of the cars starting to take off right now and go out there on their first stages. Stage number one, Stillwater. It's a 9.42-mile stage. Looks like Higgins probably already out on stage. You've got a lot of the regional entries starting to pull out. But it's going to be a great rally. We've got 8 stages on tap today. And we'll be coming at you with about... with about 4 more shows. Obviously, we're airing here from Park Exposé. We'll be at Service Park 1, 2, 3, and the finish. So lots of great stuff coming at you. Be sure and follow Rally America on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Be sure and follow iRally on Twitter, and as well as iRally on your iPhone. You need to download that app, get that iRally app. Lots of updates coming there as well. And be sure and follow us on Periscope as well. We'll be doing some live streaming, both me, Jim Beaver, and Rally America. So lots of content coming at you. RallyAmerica.com. We'll have all kinds of news stories and updates there as well. It's going to be a great rally. 8 stages on tap today. And we'll be coming at you from the first service park later on. Got to give a big shout-out to Subaru and the all-new 2015 Subaru STI as one of the big supporters here of Rally America Radio. I'm Jim Beaver, and we'll be back at you from Service Park number 1 from round 4 of the 2015 Rally America National Championship here at the Olympus Rally.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI. It's not a sibling rivalry. It's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.